The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Abramchik, Poisek at the Beis Havad Linyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Meseches Brachos, Daf Lamed Dalet. The Gemara mentions on Amud Aleph, Amar Rav Yehuda, La'olam al yishal adam tzrachav lo'y b'sholosh v'shaynais. A person should not make personal requests in the first three brachos of Shemona Esrei. V'lo'y b'sholosh achroinus, and not in the last three brachos of Shemona Esrei. Ela b'emtza oyes. One should only make personal requests in the middle brachos of Shemona Esrei, starting from Atachayne. The Amar Rav Chanina, the Gemara explains the rationale. Rav Chanina explains, Rishoyno is doima le'evesh and misada shevach lefnei rabbi. The first three brachos can be compared to an eved, a slave, that is praising his owner. Emtsoya is doima le'evesh mevakesh pras mi rabbi. The middle brachos is the appropriate time for the eved to make requests of his owner. And achroyno is doima le'evesh yigibo pras mi rabbi. The last brachos are compared to the Eved once he has already gotten something, received something from his owner, v'niftar v'hoylech loy, and he is taking leave, he is parting from his owner and saying goodbye, he's dezegening zech. So the Gemara is saying that it is not appropriate at the time of shivach, or at the time of parting, to make additional requests. Toisvis in the Ramachal Al Yishal is bothered by certain requests that we make during the first three brachas or the last three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. Toisvis quotes from Rabbeinu Hananu and Rabbeinu Haigoin that Davka Liyochid, only an individual can make requests during the first three brachas and the last three brachas. Aval Tzorkei Tzibur Shayalin, requests for the entire Tzibur we are allowed to make during the first three brachas and the last three brachas. Well, v'kachanu oimrin zachreinu, that's why we say zachreinu l'chayim during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, which is a request for chayim. U'kroivets, we say kroivets, which is piyutim that we say during Shemoneh Esrei. V'yale v'yovoy, which is also a request during the last three brachas. V'teida, Tosfos proves this, the dafka yochid ka'omar, that it's only referring to individual requests. The two out of the three brachos achroinos, Ritzei and Sim Shalom, are indeed requests. They are tzorchei tzibur, they are requests for the tzibur. Moedim is thanks, but Ritzei and Sim Shalom are both requests. I'd like to expound a little bit on understanding the idea of allowing requests during the first three brachas and the last three brachas. Why would there be a difference between Tzarchei Yochid and Tzarchei Rabin? Additionally, what the other Rishonim and Poskim say about the view of Tosfos. If we look back historically, the Hosafa, the addition of Zachreinu L'chayim in Shemoneh Esrei, and Kroivetz, the word that Tosfos used for the piyutim, and indeed it created a tremendous mevucha, a tremendous confusion amongst the ga'onim, the rishonim, and it was a big machlokes. There were many ga'onim that refused to say kroivetz. When the Torah refers to kroivetz, it's referring to piyutim in the middle of Berachas Kriya Shema. The Beis Yosef says that perhaps kroivetz, the word kroivetz, is Rosh HaTevis, Koil Rina Vishua Ba'ahale Tzadikim. And many of the Ga'inim did not want to say Kroivitz because it's a Hefzik in Birchis Kriyeshma. The Torah in Simon Samaches quotes a Ramah, a Chuvas from the Ramah, not to say Kroivitz. And the Ramah brings a Raya from the Mishnah in Daf Yud Aleph. The Mishnah in Daf Yud Aleph by us in Brachis, Mokem Sha'amru Laharech, Eino Yerushai Lekatzer. The Bracha that Chazal told us to say it, a long Bracha, we cannot make into a short Bracha, Lekatzer Eino Yerushai Laharech. And Rashi explains there that we're talking about brachas like emes ve'emuna and hashkiveinu, that when Chazal said to make it longer, we can't make it shorter, or shorter make it longer. So how could we add piyutim in the middle of Birkas Kriya Shema? Additionally, on Daf Mem Amid Beis, the Gemara says, "Kol amashana mimatbeya shatovu chachamim bebrachos lo yotzei yidei chayvosai." Anyone that's mashana, that makes any deviance from the matbeya that the chachamim were tovu in the brachos, from the nusach of the brachos of the chachamim, is lo yotzei yidei chayvosai. How could we add kovitz? The Hisafa of Zachrinu during the Aseret Yimei Teshuva also was a topic of controversy. The earliest Makar, seemingly the earliest Makar that we have for Zachrinu is Masechta Sofrim. Masechta Sofrim is not quite clear when it was written. Perhaps it was written in the early times of the Goinim, not necessarily the Tanoim Amaroim. And we don't find anywhere in Shas the Hisafa of Zachrinu. The Shiboy Le'aleket in Simon Chav Ches quotes the Bahag, the Halachas Gedoilis, that many Gedoilim didn't want to say Zachrinu. And the Makar, the source for their reasoning that they didn't want to say Zachrinu, is our Gemara. The Rav Yehuda in our Gemara, on our Daf, Sha'al Yishal Odom Tzrochav the Gimel Rishainis, a person is not supposed to make personal requests in the Gimel Rishainis, and ostensibly they did not agree with Tosfos' explanation that there is a difference between Tzorchei Yochid and Tzorchei Rabim, and therefore they did not want to say Zachrinu. The Rosh in our Sugya also quotes this halacha, the halacha of Tosfos. Tosfos quoted in the name of Rabbeinu Hananel and Rabbeinu Haigoin. The Rosh quoted B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Hananel. And he brings many rayas that it's okay to make additions of piyutim and Kriya Shema and Shemoneh Esrei. And one of the rayas of the Rosh, which can also be found in Tosfos and Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, is that Rabbi Elazar HaKalir was mesaken many of the kreivitz, many of the piyutim. And Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, says Tosfos and the Rosh, was a Tana from Eretz Yisrael, from Kiryat Sefer. We know he was from Kiryat Sefer because he signs in the acronym of some of the piyutim, he signs that he's from Kiryat Sefer. And Tosfos and the Rosh prove that he was from an early generation, from the generations that they were still Mekadesh al pi Re'iyah, that they were Mekadesh l'Chodesh al pi Re'iyah. And the proof Tosfos and the Rosh quote to know that Rebbe Elazar HaKalir was Mekadesh al pi Re'iyah is that he never wrote, we don't find any piyutim from Rebbe Elazar HaKalir for Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. Why would Rebbe Elazar HaKalir not have written piyutim for Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias? It must be the reason he didn't write piyutim for Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias is because he himself was in the time that they were Mekadesh al pi Re'iyah and there was no Yom Tov Sheni. The Rishonim and Achronim ask many questions on Tosfos. Before we get to that, I just want to mention that the actual yichus of Rebbe Elazar HaKalir, also known by some as the Kaliri, is a tremendous sugya of its own. Although Tosfos and the Rosh held the ikur that Rebbe Elazar was a Tana, they say that he was Rebbe Elazar b'Reb Shimon, and their source for that is that there's a psikta and a medrash in Vayikra Rabbah about Rebbe Elazar b'Reb Shimon. The Kadomach Rebbe Elazar b'Reb Shimon, when Rebbe Elazar b'Reb Shimon was Nifter, Hayatoyu Koyre Elov, in the Hesped, they said about him the Pasuk Mizois Oilim and Amidbar, which the Pasuk ends Mikol Afkas Reichel. Well, Afkas Reichel, a peddler, offers many diverse items. So too, Rebbe Elazar b'Reb Shimon had many qualities. To have a Karye, he knew how to learn in Chumash, Tanoi, and he learned Mishnah, Paiton V'Darshan. He was a Paiton and a Darish. He was a Paiton, he wrote Piyute. So, since we find Rebbe Elazar b'Reb Shimon wrote Piyutim, and we know that Rebbe Elazar HaKalir was a Tana of Rebbe Elazar, Tosfos and the Rosh say that the Tana of Rebbe Elazar HaKalir was none other than the Tana of Rebbe Elazar b'Reb Shimon. If it was Rebbe Elazar b'Reb Shimon, why would he be signing Rebbe Elazar b'Ribi Kalir. He quotes, he signs Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Kalir. So in the Oruch, an explanation is offered to the word Kalir. Kalir, says the Oruch, is a lashon of uga in many languages. Some sort of cake. The Rebbe Elazar Kalir put a kemeya into an uga, and he ate the uga, and that's how he was nispakach, that's where he got his ability to write the piyutim, the intricate piyutim. The Tosfos Yom Tov in his Pirush Madana Yom Tov on the Rosh in our sugya asks the kasha on the Oruch. He says, if Kalir would be the name of his father, or as the Madana Yom Tov suggests, maybe his grandfather, then I can understand Beribi is the son of the Choshava Kalir. However, if the word Kalir is not referring to his father or his grandfather, it's referring to a title for himself because he ate the Uga, then the word Beribi is also referring to Rebbe Elazar, and Rashi in Shas in many places explains the word Beribi as Gadol Hador. He does not understand why Rebbe Elazar HaKalir would sign about himself that he's a Gadol Hador. Nonetheless, Tosfos and the Rosh still explain that it's Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. There are other shittas in the Rishonim. The Rashba and Chuvis says it's Rebbe Elazar ben Aruch, and Siman Tov Samach Tes in Chuvis. There's a Machzor that was printed. It was a Machzor printed in Redelheim. That in that Machzor he quotes a shita in the Rishonim that in one of the piyutim, Rebbe Elazar signs in one nusach, not a nusach we have, he signs Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov HaKaliri, and therefore there is a view in the Rishonim that it's Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. But going back to Tosfos and the Rosh, there are a number of kashas that the Rishonim Achronim ask on Tosfos and the Rosh that it was Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. The first kasha that's asked, really on all the Rishonim that learn that Rebbe Elazar HaKali was a Tana, that in the Kroivitz Letisha B'Av, we don't have Kroivitz Letisha B'Av on Shimon Esrei, but in Ashkenaz, there was a minhag to say Kroivitz in Shemini Esrei of Tisha B'Av. And in the Bracha of Mogen Avraham, the words Anin Tesha Meyos Va'oit, referring to the fact that it was more than 900 years after the Churban. According to Tosfos and the Rosh, the Rebbe Elazar HaKalir lived in the time that they were Mekadesh Al-Pi Re'iyah. If he lived in the time that they were Mekadesh Al-Pi Re'iyah, then he must not have been later than the Tkufa of Abaye V'Rova, says the Noi Deb Yehuda. And if he was not after the Tkufa of Abaye V'Rova, it was impossible that there were 900 years from the Churban until Rebbe Elazar HaKalir. So how would Tosfos and the Rosh explain the words in the Kroivitz, Tesha Meyos Voit, and in Tesha Meyos Voit? It was due to this kasha that in that master in Redelheim printed a Hakdama from Rav Wolf Hiddenheim, a tremendous Talmud Chacham Medoroi, and he was machlit that it was impossible that Rebbe Elazar HaKalir was a Tana, but rather he was in the Tkufas HaGoinim, from the time of Rav Haigoin. However, the Tzlach in our Gemara explains as a Dover Poshet that later generations changed the Nusach of some of the Piyutim to make them more apropos to each generation, and they stuck in the line that it's already over 900 years since the Churban, and that Rav Elazar HaKalir himself did not write that line, but he did write the Piyutim and he was a Tana. A second kasha that's asked on Tosfos and the Rosh is a kasha from Rav Yishaya Pik, quoted in Chuvas Noi de Yehuda, Mahadurat and Yonah Simin Kuf Yud Gimel. Rav Yishaya Pik asks on the longest of Tosfos. Tosfos says that he must have been in the time that they were Mekadesh Al-Pi Re'iyah, because we see that Rav Elazar HaKalir never wrote a piyush for Yom Tov Sheni. So we have to understand If Rabbi Elazar HaKala lived in Kiryat Sefer, like he signs his name in Eretz Yisrael, then even nowadays, we don't have 2 days Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael. And if we're going to explain that Rabbi Elazar HaKala was right, who should have written Piyutim for Chutz La'aretz, then even in the times that they were Mekadesh Al Pi Re'iyah, there were places that were far enough from Yerushalayim that they had to keep 2 days Yom Tov. So where do we see in the fact that he didn't write Piyutim for the second day Yom Tov that he was in the time they were Mekadesh Al Pi Re'iyah? So then Rabbi Yehuda answered to Rishaya Pik that the Diyuk of Tosfos is that we never find any Piyut from Rabbi Elazar HaKala for Yom Tov Sheni, including Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, nowadays, even in Yerushalayim, we keep 2 days Yom Tov. In the days of the Beis HaMikdash, in the days that they were Mekadesh Al Pi Re'iyah, most of the time, there were no 2 days Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim. Indeed, in the Gemara and Be'ah, it is clear that it was possible to have 2 days Rosh Hashanah even in Yerushalayim, even when they were Mekadesh Al Pi Re'iyah, and it was Pam Achas that the Levim were Mekalkal Bashir and they were Mesak in the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Nonetheless, the Gemara there says that from the time of Ezra, it only happened at one time that Elul had 30 days and that there were 2 days Rosh Hashanah. And that's Tosfos in the Rosh's Diyuk that from the fact that we don't see Rav Elazar HaKala wrote any piyutim for the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we see that he lived in the time they were Mekadesh Al Pi Re'iyah. An additional question raised by the Noi de Yehuda in the Tzlach in our Gemara is that Tosfos and the Rosh are made that there are no piyutim that we have from Rav Elazar HaKala for Yom Tov Sheni. However, if we look in our Machzorim, we find two piyutim for Yom Tov Sheni. At least two. We find a piyut for the Yom Tov Sheni of Pesach. Oz Kol Chai Sayyar. And we find a piyut for the second day Sukkos. Elim Kehishin Av. So the Tzlach explains that the piyut of the second day Pesach, Oz Kol Chai Sayyar, the Veleza HaKala wrote for Yom Rishon of Pesach. He really wrote it for the first day Pesach. The obvious question that the Noi de Yehuda mentions about this piyut is if we look at the piyut is based on the kriya, on the laning of Shor Akesav Ayez, which is the kriya that we lane the second day Pesach. How could we even think that Rav Elazar HaKala wrote the piyut, Oz Kol Chai Sayyar, for the first day Pesach, if the piyut is based on the laning, the kriya Satorah of the second day Pesach? So to that, the Noi de Yehuda answers that it's Mavur, in the Mishnah, in the end of Megillah, that in the times of the Mishnah, in the times of the Gemara, they actually read the Kriya of Shor Akesav Ayez on the first day Pesach. And indeed, Rabbi Elazar HaKala wrote it for the first day Pesach. But because we today lay Shor Akesav Ayez on the second day Pesach, so the people that put together the Machzor shifted over the Piyah to the second day Pesach. Similarly, the Noi de Yehuda answers in his Sefer Tzlach here in our Gemara to the Piyut of Sukkos, Elim Kehishin of. He says that Rabbi Elazar HaKala was Mesakin Elim Kehishin of for the first day Sukkos. Now we have two Piyutim for the first day Sukkos according to this. We have a Piyut Echa Pri Eis Hadar for the first day Sukkos, and we have a Piyut Elim Kehishin of. So the Rebbe explains that the piyut ek chapri es hadar primarily discusses the mitzvah of dalad minim, while the piyut of elim kehishin of primarily discusses the piyut, the mitzvah of sukkah. So when the first day sukkahs was Shabbos and there was no mitzvah of dalad minim that day, so we are supposed to say elim kehishin of about the mitzvah of sukkah. And when the first day sukkahs is not on Shabbos, that's when Rabbi Elazar HaKala wanted us to say the piyut of Echa Pri Eis Hadar, which talks primarily about Dalad Minim. Today that we have 2 days Yom Tov, we say both piyutim, one the first day, one the second day, and the Tzlach actually asks, he was matmiya on those that put together the Machzor and wrote the Menhagim, collected the original Menhagim, why they didn't instruct us to switch the order of the piyutim whether or not the first day Yom Tov is Shabbos. Actually, in our Machzorim, if we look in our Machzorim, we do have the order of the piyutim of the first day and second day Sukkah switched based on whether it comes Shabbos or it falls out a different day. Whether we go with the view of Tosfos and the Rosh, that Rav Elazar HaKalvei was Rav Elazar Reb Shimon, or the view of the Tshuvas HaRashba that it was Rav Elazar ben Aruch, or the view that it was Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, most Rishonim and Achronim are of the opinion that he was a Tano, or a Kadmon, at least from the earlier generations. And that's the Raya of Tosfos and the Rosh, that we can rely on the fact that Rav Elazar HaKalvei wrote Piyutin in the first three brachas of Shemona Esrei, as a psak that we're allowed to say Zachreinu, or allowed to say other piyutim during the first three brachas. The Shiboi Le'aleket, in Simon Chabches, quotes from his father that when Rav Elazar HaKalvei authored the piyut, V'chayos asher heina merubois ponim bakisei, there was a Masorah that fire came down when Shemayim and surrounded him on all sides. So Rav Elazar HaKalvei was somebody that the Rishonim felt definitely we could be samech on to say piyutim during the first three brachos. Going back to the kashas of the Rishonim, the kasha of the Rishonim from Mokum that the Torah quoted from the Ramah, Mokum she'omar laharach ina v'shayi lakatsir. So the Shiboi Le'aleket and the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina in the first parak explain that Rabbeinu Tam has a different pshat in the Mishnah. Not laharuchu lakatsir like Rashi, that a longer bracha we're not allowed to make shorter and a shorter bracha we're not allowed to make longer. But rather, that a longer bracha means a bracha that we finish with a baruch atah, and a shorter bracha without a baruch atah, and we're not allowed to be choysim at a bracha that we're not supposed to be choysim. The kasha that the Rishonim asked from our Gemara, that it's compared to an eved that's relating the praise of his owner. So where does it fit in to say requests, and why should there be a difference between personal requests and tzarchei tzibur? The Shiboi Le'aleket quotes from Rav Haigoin, a teretz, that the fact that we're asking for tzarchei tzibur, the fact that a lot of people need the melech, need the owner, that itself is shvach, is shevach. This machloikis is a machloikis that goes down till our generation. I don't mean our generation, but even the times of the Shulchan Aruch. Already the Mechaber and the Ramah argue about whether or not to say piyutim. The Bach, important to note that the Bach explains the Torah wanted to take the piyutim out of Shemona Esrei. And the Torah explains, the Bach explains the Torah, because most people are not mechavin, they don't have kavana, and they end up talking more, and that's why the Torah wanted to mevatel it. However, the Bach says, really, one should not talk during the piyutim, and they should say the piyutim, because we see that there was such ke'oinei oilam, that we insisted on saying the piyutim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present the shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.